Well, as a Saturday Light Brigade listener, you may know that I live in the Northgate School District. I live in Avalon. And you may know that Northgate School is comprised of two boroughs, Avalon and Bellevue. And fittingly, we have a Northgate High School student from each of the two boroughs. And first, we're going to meet them, talk a little bit about the musical they have coming up, which opens on April 16th. It's coming up. That's Wednesday, I do believe. Or do I have that right? Thursday? Wednesday? Thursday. You'd think I could do date math after all this time. And while we only have two members of the cast, I love that they go from A to Z. So here's the A to introduce herself.
Hello, I'm Abby Straub. I'm a senior at Northgate High School, and I'm playing Paulette in Legally Blonde.
And Abby is the Bellevue resident. Tell me about your character.
Paulette is a fun and funky sort of, she's a hairstylist, and she is what you would deem the opposite of Elle Woods. Elle Woods is sort of like the classic, she's a blonde, but people underestimate her, whereas Paulette is just unapologetically herself. She isn't really quite sure how to present herself, and she learns that she just has to be herself for people to love her, and she's just a lot of fun.
And let's meet the Z counterpart to your A. Hello.
Hi, I'm Zoe Russell. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior at Northgate Senior High School. I'm playing the character Brooke Windham in Legally Blonde.
And tell me about that character.
So Brooke is a fitness queen. She has made so much money, like a fortune off of her fitness videos and her book. And she gets convicted, well not convicted, but she gets arrested for the murder of her husband. And we get to see Brooke in her fitness video, whipped into shape. and you get to see Brooke at her trial and Elle Woods helping her. And wow. She's a very tough character. She presents very strong and very, like, tough love. But when she meets Elle Woods, you get to see a more vulnerable side of her.
So I don't know the musical, but it sounds like Legally Blonde is a play on words because of the court case. But does it also have to do with whether you're a true blonde or not? Maybe not.
Well, it plays in a little bit. Elle, people see her as the classic dumb blonde, and she proves everybody wrong. She's like, I am not that. I am a smart person. She gets into Harvard Law School. She proves all of these people who didn't believe in her wrong, and she ends up winning Brooke Windham's case and proves her as not guilty when nobody else believed. So Paulette is there by her side helping along, like reassuring her every movement she makes, and in the end, we save Brooke. So
how large is the cast?
It's about 70 people.
Wow, that's a lot of folks. And an orchestra with you as well?
Yep, we have a pit.
That's fantastic. So this is members of the cast of Legally Blonde, which opens up on Thursday, April 16th. And like most high school musicals, it's practically over before you know it. So if you want to see it, you have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 16th through the 18th to see it. Now, Abby and Zoe each are going to do an a cappella number this morning. And we didn't decide who goes first, but does it make sense for one of you? Okay, it's going to be Abby. Now, do you need to set this up at all, where this comes in the play?
Yes. Okay, so Elle has just come to the hair affair, which is where Paulette works, and she was like, make me a brunette. And Paulette was like, a brunette? No, like, something else is going on here. Love isn't, like, you don't need to change yourself to find love. So she sings the song about Ireland, and you're like, Ireland? What does that have to do with anything? Paulette loves Ireland. Her grandfather had told her stories that Ireland is the place for love and that you will find your love if you go to Ireland. Long story short, she doesn't go to Ireland, but it's a reference. And, like, Ireland is the place, so just think about Ireland and you'll find your people.
Think about your personal Ireland, right?
Yes,
whatever
exactly.
It is. Got
so,
it.
Ireland Reprise is what I'll be singing, and this is after I send Elle Woods on her way. She's going to go rekindle with this ex-boyfriend of hers. So I'm like, go find your love, Elle. You go, Elle, you go and you fight for him. The Irish fear nothing and no one. They keep fighting till everyone's dead. I'm not sure where this metaphor's going. I just felt like it had to be said. There's a guy at that party who loves you. Something most of us only dream of. You go out there and you get some Ireland. The country of whiskey and love.
Wow, that was amazing. You have a beautiful voice. Has anybody coached you throughout your life as a vocalist?
I've always been in choir, but I recently started taking lessons with my vocal teacher, Miss Stephanie Music. She's amazing.
Wait
I
a minute. Her last name is Music?
Music, yes.
How about that? Is she out there smiling?
She is out there smiling,
I
yes.
Thought, who else is out there that we might want to acknowledge that you know of? And we'll give Zoe that same opportunity.
So Miss M Music, which is our vocal teacher, her wife, actually, Miss Kate, is our choreographer. So they're like a tight team duo. They're like the greatest people you ever meet. Their last name is Music, so you know that it's important to them. And then their daughter, Sydney, is always at practice being our biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, I saw that Sydney's six and goes to the Ella School.
Yes.
Anybody else with you guys today?
My mother is out there. She's a big supporter of mine and Z's and the cast. She loves us. And then another shout out to our acting coach, Miss Bettle. She brings the energy. She brings positivity wherever she goes. She cheers us up. And then another big shout out to our director, Miss Haberman. We couldn't do it without her. She is also our conductor of the pit. So everything just comes together in the end and everybody is always there for us. Right,
that's terrific. Z, do you want to mention anybody that Abby may not have?
Honestly, just the cast. I feel like everyone has been working so hard to put together this musical and just the positive energy this week as we go into our final week before the show has been amazing and everyone is working so hard. So yeah, just a shout out to the cast.
And a shout out to lights, sound, and crew. Our crew, phenomenal, and lights and sound, they make the stage glow for us. And it's just beautiful. Definitely come and see it.
That would have been me, at least in junior high or middle school. I did that. I often regret not getting involved somehow with the musicals. That I think would have been a lot of fun. So Zoe, you are going to share something about the exercise video, I think.
Yep. Tell me. It's the song that I sing during the exercise video, right before we go into the jail. So this is set during the very beginning of Act 2 in the musical. And this is after Professor Callahan has posted his internship, which Elle Woods secures a spot in the internship. They meet their client. This is them meeting their client, Brooke Windham, and she is an exercise queen. So they get to see a little bit about who she is. So this kind of introduces my character, and she comes off, like I said, very tough love, very strong. And after the song, there's a scene between her and Elle, which kind of shows her more vulnerable side, but this really just introduces my character. Hi, I'm Brooke Windham, and welcome back to the Windham Workout Day 2 Challenge and our commitment to being the best that you can be. So grab your Cardio Whip 5000, because if you want to get ripped, you've got to get whipped.
Do you want an easy miracle? Do you want to lose a pound or two? Then you can turn this off right now. My workout's not for you. I'm talking to the woman who wants it all. Gotta pay for what you get. 'Cause size too close don't come to those too lazy to sweat. I want you whipped into shape. When I say jump, say how high. You know you're doing it right. When you start to cry, if you don't look like you should, you've got to whip it, whip it, whip it good. I'm sorry, ladies, no escape till you're whipped into shape.
Wow, you both have such incredible voices. So tell me about your journey to being as talented as you are. Do you sing in choruses or other groups? Have you a coach that helps you? Is it the musics, or do you have some other?
I joined my school's choir under the direction of Mrs. Kelly Winovich whenever I was in seventh grade, and I've been singing ever since. And I recently actually just started doing musicals last year when I was in 10th grade, and I really discovered a passion for musical theater and decided that's actually what I want to make a career out of.
That is terrific. That was Zoe Russell. Abby Straub was the voice you heard before her, and they're both part of the 70-person cast of Northgate High School's spring musical Legally Blonde, opening on Thursday, April 16th, running through April 18th. And you can look for ticket information at onthestage.tickets/show. It's a long URL. I think if you just typed in any browser, Northgate High School Musical, it would probably take you where you need to be.
You can also go to our Northgate Musical Instagram page at Northgate Musical, and there's a ticket link in bio. You can also see all of our lovely headshots there and get a little meet the cast and crew before you see us on stage.
We need a resume for you and how to market. That was perfect. So I'm curious about a few things. A lot of people don't know Northgate.
Yes.
What do you think is special about the high school or the district itself?
I feel like something that's special about the district itself is just the students in the music programs and the art programs. We have a wonderful choral program and a really good art program and band program as well. So I feel like that's kind of what makes our school special.
Have you been there since kindergarten?
I have been at Northgate since the second half of kindergarten.
Okay, so most of
most of my school and career, I've been at Northgate.
And what about you, Abby?
I think Northgate is such a special place because even though we are considered a small school, you always have the opportunity to try new things. So if you want to try out for a sport, you're welcome to try out for a sport. You don't have to be a sole baseball player to be on the baseball team. You can also be in the musical. You can also be in the marching band. You can do everything. So I love being able to just express yourself in all the ways you'd like.
It's also a district where everybody walks to school.
Yes. Yeah.
And do you like that?
It can be fun because you get to walk home with your friends.
Can be, I noticed. Probably not on a cold winter day.
There's a lot of carpooling that we do. So you always get to meet new friends and you're like, oh, do you want to ride home?
That's great. Now, I'm also curious, Abby, you graduate this year. What happens after graduation? Do you know yet?
Yes. So I'm going to Ohio University. I'm committed. I'm going for communications, a more like artistic form of communications, like graphic design and marketing and social media management. So I'm very excited to continue my education for the next 4 years.
I picked that right up from you. And I hope you'll consider, if you have time this summer, getting involved in some of our programs here in those areas. And Ohio University is a great school.
Thank you.
For that. Zoe, you're in 11th, but I'm sure you're thinking about it. Do you know what you want to do?
Yes. So actually, after high school, I plan to attend a college for musical theater. And upon graduation, I would like to move to New York and try to make it on Broadway.
Wow, that's you both have great aspirations, and you're also welcome here anytime. We'd love to see you. Anything else we should mention about the show or people involved in it?
Can I give a few shout-outs to some cast members?
Of course.
Okay, I'll mention the seniors. Elle Woods is played by Morrison Rudy. She's amazing, incredible. Come out and see, support. Sebastian Stollard plays Warner, the toxic ex-boyfriend. Tessa Uccellini plays Vivian. She is the toxic new boyfriend's girlfriend, and she starts off as this mean girl and turns into, she believes in Elle Woods, and it's beautiful to see. Jameer Purifoy plays Callahan, the mean professor. Riley Stone is an ensemble member. She's amazing. Taylor Baldoff plays Chutney Windham, who is Brooke Windham's daughter. Spoiler alert, she gets a little crazy at the end there. And Kaylee Hunt is also in our ensemble. She's amazing. She also plays our judge in the courtroom scenes. And I think that's all of our seniors.
And I'd like to give a few shout-outs to some crew members who do amazing. Caitlin Garvin, Will Porterfield, Kylie Machowski, and Emma Gratner. They do a great job at making sure our show runs smoothly every night that we do it. And they are just some fantastic people who we could not do the show without them, honestly.
I forgot one senior, only because he's graduating a year early, so in my mind he's still a junior, but Zach Fleckenstein plays Emmett, our love interest, and he has just blown me away this year. His singing and his acting, he's amazing. So yes, come and see.
And also a shout out to our prop managers, Kamaya and Asher.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Abby Straub and Zoe Russell, both from Northgate High School, Bellevue, and Avalon, respectively, from A to Z. And I appreciate both of you and the hard work you're doing. Again, Northgate High School spring musical Legally Blonde opens on April 16th and runs through April 18th. Break legs. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.